trying to figure out what's the mocha for this din of essay doch lo sasei. So if you have a clash between a sasei and Mrs. Lo sasei, so the essay is docha the lo sasei. So finally the Gemara comes up with at least one possible mocha. The most famous mocha is the mocha of kilayim be'tzitzis. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah of wearing tzitzis on the one hand, there's a mitzvah of wearing shatnas on the other hand. Sometimes you have a situation where the two clash. So a person has a linen beged, so the only way for them to fulfill tzitzis properly is to put on woolen strings. Why can't they put on linen strings? Because they have to put on tcheles. Tcheles not only has to be the color blue, but it has to be a blue-colored wool. So if you have a linen beged, and now you want to fulfill tcheles properly, so by definition, you're going to have an issur of shatness. So the Gemara says that, what do you do? So you have a clash. I want to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, and at the end I have an issur of shatness. The Gemara says, Esin will also say that the mitzvah of tzitzis is daicha the issur of shatness. Even though that's tachal adim in a Torah, midirabon, you're not supposed to do that midirabon. The Gemara says that if you have a linen beged, so you shouldn't put on tcheles. Why not? So at least one day in the Gemara is because we're afraid you may put on non-authentic tcheles. You may put on what's called the kala ilan, the fake forgery tcheles. So it'll turn out that you're violating shatnez, shalom v'mocha mitzvah. So therefore, the Gemara says you shouldn't put on tcheles. So Taisus, Machlekes Rashi, and Taisus, what about putting on lavan? What about putting on the white strings? So most of the Rishonim say you don't put on lavan either. That means you don't put on anything. If you have this called sada b'tzitzis, so sada b'tzitzis, we pass him, and the Rabbanim is totally potter from tzitzit no mina Torah, it's chayav. Mina Torah, said dachalos. Say, but the Rabbanim, you're not supposed to do it in gzeira, you make them to wear the wrong tzitzis.
How come
because we're afraid you're going to do lavan, next thing you know you're going to do tcheles, you do tcheles, you may end up putting the wrong tcheles. It's all part of the same gzeira. No, if you do not, this is all part of the Xavier. They wanted people to stay away from tzitzis on linen begadim. That's how we passed it. So the Rosh Taka quotes that when he came to Spain, the Rosh was kicked out of Germany, and he ran away from Germany because he didn't want to get arrested like his Rebbe, the Maharam. So he ran to Spain. When he came to Spain, he noticed that in Spain, people were wearing Begdei Pishlin. They were wearing linen begadim, and they were wearing tzitzis. They were wearing white strings in them. So the Rosh says, what's going on? The Gemara says, but the Rabbani not supposed to do that. So the Rosh says, Mistam in Spain, they held that the Gezerah doesn't apply anymore. So the whole Gezerah was only a Gezerah up to when you have Tcheles. You may come to put the wrong Tcheles on. So since Pizban is there, the Rosh writes, nobody has Tcheles. They haven't yet discovered the Tcheles enough right yet. So there's no Tcheles, says the Rosh. So the male of the Gezerah doesn't apply. Sure, but that's the only Rabbani. Min HaTorah, the din is that essay, Dachal also say. The Gemara says that since the model for Asei Dochalos is learned that from Kilayim B'tzitzis, it has to be pretty similar to Kilayim B'tzitzis. You got to meet all the conditions of Kilayim B'tzitzis in order to invoke the halach of Asei Dochalos Asei. So one of the conditions that it has to meet is that it has to be just a regular plain law. It can't be a law Los Asei Chomer. Let's say if you have an Asei going up against a very, very Chomertik Los Asei. What's a Chomertik Los Asei? Los Asei Shabbos, Yesh Makaris, etc. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos that Ein Asei Docha Lo Seseh Sheyesh Bo Kares. Only Lo Seseh Grey, the regular plain, a simple Lo Seseh. Another cloud the Gemara says that it has to be similar to Kilayim B'tzitzis, it has to be the Idna. At the same time that you're fulfilling the mitzvah Seseh, you're violating the Lo Seseh. Let's say if I do something that I violate the Lo Seseh now, and I don't get around to doing the mitzvah till let's say I steal a pair of tefillin. So you don't say that the mitzvah of tefillin is doich and the law of stealing. That it has to be mamash v'basachas. Only in a situation where the assay is mamash v'basachas with the los assay, then and only then is it considered to be an assay of the los assay. So there's a question in the Rishonim, just how v'basachas it has to be exactly. How precisely in the moment does it have to be v'basachas? So there is a Taisus in Masechas Yevamos Naftzadik, where Taisus raises the question, what moment in time exactly does a person fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis? At what point does the mitzvah tzitzis begin? So Taisus claims the mitzvah tzitzis begins after the person is already wearing the beged. It's just the very act of putting on, say, I have a beged of four corners, and I put the beged on, in theory, if I take it off right away, that wouldn't be a bit of the mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis only begins once the beged is on me already, and then and only then do I become a chuyiv in tzitzis. What prompted Taisus to say such a funny thing? That the mitzvah tzitzis is not b'shas levisha, but it's the achal levisha. So it's that gemara that's sad in the tzitzis. The gemara says that midirabanan, you don't wear tzitzis on a linen beged. So the gemara asks in Yevamos Naftzadik, how could the chachamim tell you not to wear tzitzis? They don't have a right to be oker davar min haTorah. The chachamim tell you to eat treif, they don't have a right to do that. They tell you to be mechal Shabbos, they don't have a right to do that. But they do have a right to tell you not to blow shofar on Shabbos. We spoke about this, right? They have a right to tell you not to shake a lulav on Shabbos of Sukkis. Yesh koch b'yarcham lakadom minatar b'shev al-taseh. So one of the examples of shev al-taseh, the Gemara says, is the mitzvah of tzitzis, the adam of tzitzis. The frek tais akashia, why is tzitzis a shev al-taseh? It's a kumbaseh. I'm putting on the dagger. I'm doing this. I'm wearing, I'm putting on a four-cornered linen bag without strings on. Isn't that an aveira? Isn't that called kumbaseh? That's tais akashia. So Taka, others question Tosfos Kasha. Others say that that's not called Kumaseh, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is only mitzvah tasei. So by definition, that's called Sheva Tasei. But Tosfos assume that even though the nature of the mitzvah is a mitzvah tasei, if it's done on the ma'isa, that's called Kumaseh. So Frek Tosfos Kasha, how can the Chum give you a right to violate tzitzis with Kumaseh? And for Tosfos, that's not called Kumaseh, because the mitzvah is not when you're putting on the beggar, the mitzvah is only after the beggar is already on you. After the beggar is already on you, then it's Taka Sheva Tasei. That's Tosfos Shibatah. So then Tosfos goes on to say, but the Isser of Shatnez is not that way. The Isser of Shatnez, the very act of putting on the beggar, is considered to be an Avera. Haraya, you chayav malchus for it. The lo silba Shatnez means b'shas tavisha. The only chayav malchus that allows sheish b'maisa. So the very act of putting on the beggar is allowed. So now, luchay, we have a problem. If Tosfos is right that the mitzvahs of tzitzis only starts after the beggar is already on, and the lo say of Shatnez is b'shas tavisha, so how about the Gemara say that's called the Igna? The Gemara uses Tzitzis and Shatnez as the ultimate, as the prototype of the Aseh and the Los Aseh coinciding. This is the worst example. It's Dafka not coinciding. There's a split second between them. That the Los Aseh is violated when you put the talis on and the Aseh doesn't start until a second later. So how can the Gemara tell me that we insist on the Igna in order to apply the rule of Aseh and the Los Aseh, take away that the original example is Dafka not a case of the Igna? So lechora, you have to say to be miyashiv this Tosfos in Yevamos is the following: you say there is a Gemara in Zevachim where the Gemara raises a question of Aseh Dol Chalos Aseh in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says that even though we have a rule of Aseh Dol Chalos Aseh in Kol Tarkula, the Mikdash is different. How do you know the Mikdash is different? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Parshas Baloscha. The Torah says that you're not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach. It says it in Parshas Bo and then repeats it in Parshas Baloscha. So fret the Gemara, why does it have to repeat a second time not to break the bones of Korban Pesach? Says the Gemara, this comes to teach us as follows. Let's say the only way for me to get the meat is to break the bones. The meat's inside, it's narrow inside the bones. So the only way for me to get to the mitzvah seseya of Achilas Korban Pesach is to break through the bones. So Kamash Balan, that you're not allowed to do it. I would have thought, says the Gemara, that Yavo the essay of Achilas Korban Pesach and his Doicha the Yisalav, Shvius Etzem, that's what I would have made a case like that, that the essay is the Chalos essay. So Kamash Balan, the Torah that you're not allowed to do it, and the Kamash Balan is that Asay Dochalos essay doesn't apply here. And what do we learn from here? Asay Dochalos essay doesn't apply by Mikdosh. That's the Gemara says in Zvachim Dav Tzadi Zayin. So what's the Kasher by say? Comes the Tosfos in Zvachim Dav Tzadi Zayin, it's not the same, the whole Shach Matar in the Gemara. The Gemara makes it sound like if not for the special cloud of Ein Asay Dochalos essay Shiv Mikdosh, so this would have been a classic example of Asay Dochalos essay. It would have been a perfect, this would have been a prototype of Asay Dochalos essay. Frek Tosfos, it's not the Idna, because the Los essay is violated at the time that I'm breaking the bone. Whereas the Asay is not being fulfilled until I eat the meat, which is a couple of seconds later. So what's the Gemara pilpling about Asay Dochalos essay? The Gemara had to come up with a Chiddush that it's an essay of a Los essay in the Mikdosh. Take away, this is not the Idna. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos by us in Zvachim of Tzadi Zayin leaves this as a Tzarchian. They don't answer the Kasha. They ask Taiman, even Taiman, and they don't answer. So if you look in the back of the Gemara, the Piskei HaTosfos got chopped out of our Tosfos. When the Piskei HaTosfos, the answer is given. So the Piskei HaTosfos says no. When the Gemara says that something has to be the Idna, it doesn't mean it literally has to be Mamish at the same second. What it means is that there has to be a Shaykh as a Kesher between the Aseh and the Los Aseh in the following sense. Let's say the only way to get to point B is to go through point A. So if that's the case, if that's the Metzias, that the only way to get to B is to go through A, so A and B are considered like one long Maisa. So that's also called the Idna, says Tosfos. The only way to get to the meat inside is to break the bones. So what are you, you're splitting hairs and saying, no, the breaking of the bone is A, and the eating of the meat is B. It's one long Maisa. The one Maisa is called breaking bones to get to the meat inside. That's called the Vasachas, that's called the Idna. So Tosfos waters down the definition of the Idna. The Idna doesn't have to be smamish on the stopwatch. It's got to be literally to the second. The Idna means, api aloch, api maisa. If it's efshar to get to B without getting to A, that's also called the Idna. So the Chara, that's the answer to the Tais in Yevamis as well. Tais in Yevamis said that the Isser Shatnas is violated when you put the Begit on, and the Mitzvah Tzitzis is after the Begit's already on. So we were nitty gritty, we were splitting hairs and saying, oh, it's not B'idna, what's Tais talking about, what happened to B'idna? So the answer is, no, it's ridiculous, that's also called B'idna. That since the only way to get a Begit on you is to put it on you, how else the Begit get on you? So you have to do a Ma'is Levish in order for it to be Malubash with the Begit. So the Levish slash the being Malubash is called one big Ma'is. Yeah? So that qualifies as B'idna. So back to the beginning of Mokar, the Gemara, the first back of Yevamis, where the Gemara says that Asei Dach Alosa say is derived from Kilayim B'tzitzis. So we ask the Kasha, how can the Gemara say that's B'idna? That's the antithesis of B'idna, that's B'chlama B'idna. So, no, based on this, you study the Piskei Tais and Zvachim of Tzadi Zayin, that's also considered to be B'idna. So, Kulponim, this is a general clause. So, the general clause starts out by saying that it has to be B'idna. If it's not B'idna, it's not going to, the whole thing is not going to work. There is a Gemara in Psochim and Afman Tes that seems to violate this principle of B'idna. The Gemara does the following discussion. There is a halacha that you have to bring the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, and there, the Korban Pesach has to be offered dafka after the Korban Tumid is brought, which is a chiddush, because normally after the Korban Tumid is brought, no other Korbanos are allowed to be brought. That's an Isser, it's called Isser of Hashlama. The Torah says, V'higdeh Alechavei Hashlamim, that all the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash are brought after the Korban Tumid Shoshach and before the Korban Tumid Shabbein Arabayim. So with the exception of Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach has to be brought dafka after the Korban Tumid Shabbein Arabayim. We'll learn that from Sukkim. So comes the Gemara with the following wild story. You have a guy who it's Erev Pesach, and he's a Mechusa Kippur. Mechusa Kippur means he's a Metzaira. He didn't get around to bringing his Karbanos. So the only way for him to be able to offer a Karban Pesach is to first clear himself of the Tumah of Mechusa Kippurim. He's first got to bring his Karbanos and Metzaira. So the guy should have woken up last week and brought his Karbanos and Metzaira. Or he should have done it in the morning. The guy wakes up 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Pesach. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he realizes, oh my goodness, I can't even step foot into the Beis HaMikdash until I bring my Karbanos. So the Kohanim say, sorry, you can't bring Karbanos today. It's too late. The Karban Tumah was already offered. So the Gemara says, no, you can still bring Karbanos today. Why could he bring Karbanos today? He can bring the Karban Mechusa Kippurim today. Why? Because the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is a much more important mitzvah. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach is a mitzvah sheyesh bekares, whereas the Isser of bringing Karbanos after the Karban Talmud is only an Isser Esei the Alma. That's what the Gemara calls an Isser Akal. So Zach the Gemara, Yavai Isser Achomor B'yidcha Isser Akal. Let the high level mitzvah Esei of Karban Pesach be doicha the low level Isser Esei of Hashlama, of bringing Karbanos after the Karban Talmud. And sure, that's going to be, that's the matter. That's what the Gemara says himself in Dafnun Tes. So Frekta is a kasha. What's going on, says Taisviz? What gives you the right to apply the principle of Esei Achomer being Doich Esei Akal? What happened to B'idna? Isn't there a cloud of B'idna? Whenever you apply the principle of one mitzvah being Doich, another mitzvah, don't you require B'idna? So comes Taisviz, gives two terences to this terence, but to this kasha, with the more famous terence is the second terence. But Taisviz says, no. But medvam amurim that you require the idna, that's only in the realm of esei docha los esei. But in the realm of esei hachomer being docha esei hakal, that's a different parasha lagamre, and there's no requirement of the idna. Ad kan divyatosis. So esei hachomer being docha esei hakal is not shaykh to the parasha of esei docha los esei, and there's no need of the idna. So what's pshat in the tosis? What's tosis really telling us? So the chayyim what tosis is alluding to is as follows. This klal of Asei Docha Lo Sasei, would we have ever figured it out on our own? You have a Kilayim B'Tzitzis. What would we have said that Loch is? Let's say there wouldn't have been exerced the cost of that Tzitzis Dechi Kilayim. What would you have said? No, what would your vote have been? What would you guys have said? We Svara. Now what? That you can't do it. You're not allowed to violate an Issa. Why? Because in the hierarchy of Halacha, what's more important? Is an Asei more important or is a Lo Sasei more important? So the Gemara makes it sound in the beginning of Yavamas that the Lo Sasei is more Chomer. That Lav Lo Sasei Chomer. You're in the beginning of Yavamas, it's here. Oh, you like this? No, Suvis. Real sick is the first break of Yavamas. It's a little bit in the third break, right? Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, Lav lo sase chamine. That Esed Doch Lase doesn't make any sense. It's not a logical halach. It doesn't make any sense at all. The Lo Sase is more chamer. The Lo Sase carries with it an Einishir Malkus. That's more important than a mitzvah say. So in Afa Pichain, the Torah says it's going to be Doich. Well, it's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Gzeres HaKos. It doesn't make any sense. What's the makar? Kilayim B'Tzitzis. That's what the Gemara says. Ein l'cha boi l'chidushai. since the whole Makor for Esei Dochalosa say is coming from Kilayim B'tzitzis, it's got to be exactly like Kilayim B'tzitzis. It can't be any different. And if one of the conditions of Kilayim B'tzitzis is that it has to be, no, so be it. So anytime you want to invoke the parish of Esei Dochalosa say, which is the Chiddush HaTorah, it's got to be Dumya to Kilayim B'tzitzis, it's got to be Idna. The Esei Dochalosa say have to be Mamas simultaneous or quasi simultaneous. No, you don't have to. You goofed it this way. No one. You should have brought the carbon yesterday.
Well, my set didn't
have. No, the only, it's not that the only way to get to be the only way to get to offering a carbon Mechusa Kippurim is to violate Yisav Hashlama. You goofed it that way. But in terms of wearing begadim, the only way to get to the beged on is to put the beged on. The only way to get to the meat is to break the bone. So a kol panim. It comes out, says Taisus, that when you're dealing with the realm of Esei Dochalosa, which is a Chiddush HaTorah, then you require Be'idna. But when you're dealing with an Esei HaChomer being Doich and Esei HaKal, that's not a Chiddush HaTorah. How do you know that Esei HaChomer is Doich and Esei HaKal? What's the Makor? It's a smart. What do you need a Makor for? It's obvious if you have a better investment or a weaker investment, you go for the more important one. You go for the better one. The Esei HaChomer is more important. So since the Esei HaChomer is more important, Misvara, we know that it's Doich and the Esei HaKal. So Misvara, there are no limitations on it. So what do you have to come on to be in the form? L'chara, anyway, the Lav Hoch, you have to say what we're saying, that the parasha of Esei Dochalosa say is fundamentally different than the parasha of Esei HaChomer being Doich Esei HaKal, based on another problem. We just got finished saying the Gemara in Zvachim of Tzadi Zion says that Esei Dochalosa say doesn't apply where? No, it doesn't apply by Mikdash. So how does Esei HaChomer being Doich Esei HaKal apply in the Mikdash? This was the case. This was the classic example of an Esei HaChomer being Doich Esei HaKal. So this was Mamish Mikdash. So the answer is that limitation of Mikdash, that's only in the realm of Esei Dochalosa say. When you're dealing with the Chiddush HaTorah of Esei Dochalosa say, so then in Achinami, then it has certain limitations. Then it has to meet all the criteria of the halacha. One of them being Be'idna, the other one being not Be'mikdash. When you're in the realm of Esei HaChomer being Doich Esei HaKal, then the sky is the limit. It's a svar v'yama. What's the difference? In Mikdash, yeah, Mikdash, no Mikdash, yeah, Be'idna, no Be'idna. It's always going to work. That's the klal of Esei HaChomer being Doich Esei HaKal. Are there any other limitations to this klal of Esei Dochalosa say besides Mikdash and besides Be'idna? So there's a big machlekes acharonim, whether there's a, you can give the proper, whether this is a proper application of the principle of Esei Dochalosa say. Let's say you have the following shaila. A guy comes in Erev Pesach and he's supposed to get rid of his chametz. He forgot to get rid of his chametz. He's still holding on to chametz. All of a sudden he realizes it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's in the base of Mikdash, he's about to shef this coming Pesach, and he realizes he still has chametz at home. So what options are available for him? So he can't call anybody, he can't call his wife, no one's going to get rid of the chametz. He's got mamash chametz sitting in his house. So let him do bitul chametz. He can't do bitul chametz. Even though Minat Torah, bitul chametz solves the problem of only chametz at Pesach, bitul only works before the chametz becomes asa b'hano'o. Once the chametz is asa b'hano'o, already at the beginning of the 6th hour, and then upon Minat Torah, at the end of the 6th hour, the chametz is no longer his, and therefore he can no longer be mevatlet. It's no longer his. Why is he over by Rav Eimotzei? So that's the Gemara. So that's the Chiddush HaTorah. That asa kasekilu b'shusa. Even though Minat Torah, he doesn't really own it anymore, but it's asa b'hano'o. But the guy by Rav Eimotzei owns it. So he's got himself really in a rut. He's got in a no-win situation. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon Erev Pesach. He's about to shef the Erev Pesach. He realizes he has chametz, and he can't get back to get rid of it. He's got not enough time. So what's his problem? His problem is he wants to shef the Erev Pesach. What's his problem, though? He's got an issa d'oraisa to shech the carbon Pesach, owning chametz. So what does he do? What Basel option is available for him? So if he has enough time, so the Mishnah says, he's got to run back and get rid of the chametz. What if he doesn't have enough time? So the Achranim have a machlokes about this. So what's the shabbos? Some Achranim say, let him shech the carbon Pesach now. Why should he shech the carbon Pesach now? What principle could we use? I is violation of a lav. So essay dochalosa say, let the mitzvah's essay of carbon Pesach be dochel alosa say of losishchel achametz dam zichri. So many achronim have serious issues with this. So one serious issue is that it's b'mikdash, right? So forget about esed dochalosa say. But an even more serious issue is the esed dochalosa means when you have an independent essay and an independent law that happen to coincide. Let's say kilayim b'tzitzis. So you have the Torah says to wear tzitzis in one place. The Torah says not to wear kilayim in another place. And happen to be you was a goof. You ended up with a linen beged with wool tzitzis. What do you do? So the Torah says, okay, esed dochalosa say. Here, The whole Isser is to bring the Korban Pesach. That's what the Torah said not to do. So how can you tell me, that the only time the Torah says Osishchan HaChametz, that means when you have another option, when you have the possibility of getting rid of your Chametz. But if you have no possibility of getting rid of your Chametz, push comes to shove, shout the Korban Pesach anyway. No, if the Achorim scream, what are you talking about? That's what the Torah says you're not allowed to do. So you can't apply Los. You cannot smart the Torah and say that, I'm going to bring the Korban Pesach, I'm going to invoke the Korban Yevamos Abdallah, that Esed Achlos said, no, that's not fair, you can't do that. You can't invoke such a principle. Esed Achlos said, it doesn't make any sense. So the Acharonim discuss this similar type of a shayla that Esed Achlos is a Bechuyah Gavna, that's goof what the Torah says not to do, so there got to be another Isser as well. Let's say you have a guy, he comes the first day of Yontif. He's coming to the Beis HaMikdash to fulfill the mitzvah of Re'ias Panim Be'Azara. And he realizes he doesn't have any animal. He can't find an animal. There's no animal to bring in the korban. So we know the guy to come to the Azara on Shalosh Regolim without a korban is in violation of what? Le'irof on Eirekom. That's the issue. You're not allowed to come to the Azara and bring your korban in Yontif. But the guy's stuck. The guy says, I don't have an animal. What do you want from me? So I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Yerocho Zechorcha. So should he do it or not? So half the korban said, let him come. Why? And other Achorim say, no, that's a game. That you can't. That's the same stump that's trying not to smart the Torah. But here the Torah says, Lo Yerof Areikam. Don't do the mitzvah. Don't do the mitzvah in this Torah. So Pashto, that's also a mikdash, right? That's also a mikdash. Unless you want to argue that mikdash is only when you're dealing with karbonos, not when you're dealing with just something, a person doing something in the mikdash. That's a shayla. That's also a machlokes. So again, so some achronim have this idea that we can apply Esed Achlos over here. Another say nothing doing. You can't apply Esed Achlos over here. Perhaps this is part of another shayla. There is a medrash that appears in Parsha Shoftim, next week's parsha, where the medrash says that when Ezra came back in the days of the Bayesheni. So there were no Levim with him. He had a bunch of Kohanim with him, but they didn't have enough. They had enough Levim. They had no Levim, whatever it was. So there were certain things that had to be done by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. There was certain Shira had to be done by the Levim that closed the gates in the Beis HaMikdash. So I didn't have any Levim. So the Medrash says no problem. The Pesuk says Yiel Kohanim Alevim Choshev Nachlay Mechav Mikan Shenikra Kohanim Levim. So Ezra went ahead and he had the Kohanim do the jobs of the Levim. Until they got Levim to come back to Eretz Yisrael, so the Kohanim doubled as Levim as well because they were, biologically, they're also, every Kohen is a lady. I can't be a Medrash. So everybody jumps in the Medrash and says, what are you talking about? But the Kohen is going to do the Avodas Levi. The Gemara says, Beferish and Erichim, that's an Issa D'Araisa for a Kohen to do Avodas Levi. Even a Levi is not allowed to do Avodas Levi Chaveirai. The din is that all the Levim were divided into two groups. The Levim were divided into, some of the Levim were singers, and some of the Levim were the gatekeepers. So the Gemara says that of a Levi who's a gatekeeper goes in and sings, or vice versa, it's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. The din is that each Levi has to do only the job that they're designated for. So a Levi's not allowed to do Avedis Levi. So a Kayin, the Gemara says also, a Kayin's not allowed to do Avedis Levi. So what's the Medrash told us? So a Talmudic Medrash, that Ezra let the Kohanim do the Avedis Alevim. If the Torah says, Beferish, lo Yavoid, that you're not allowed to do the Avedis of somebody else, it's not your Avedis. So what's Pshah? So there are different Mahalachim has to explain Pshah this Medrash. So one Pshah in the Medrash is that, what do you mean that a Levi is not allowed to do Avedis Levi? What do the words mean? Everybody has a Levi? So how do you know, if you're a Levi, how do you know that you're a gatekeeper, how do you know that you're a singer? What makes you a gatekeeper, what makes you a singer? Who decided who you are? So there's a machlekes every shenim about this. So Tosfos seems to say, Tosfos claims they were actually mishpachos. I mean, they were divided up into real, into groups. I mean, some Levium were designated as such, and other Levium were designated as such. And that's the way it is. And the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. The Rambam seems to say that a person could switch in the middle of his lifetime. That means it all depends on who was appointed. That means the Gizbar, whoever's running the show, whoever's the Ramuna in the Beis HaMikdash. So he decides, he picks who's who. And Kozman, that he picks you, then you follow that job. And if he changes your job, then you have another job. So the Rambam writes that if you have a lady whose voice is already getting shvach, so he's not supposed to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says, you're ready that he can go close the gates. Going to Tais, where he can go close the gates? Going to Tais, if he's from the family of singers, it's an Issa D'Araisa to go close the gates. So you see from the Rambam holds that there aren't families that are miyuchad. It depends upon who was appointed, whether you appointed. So some achronim say that's the pshat in this medrash, that when There's an issur for a kohen to do avodah slavi or for a levi to do avodah slavi. That's when we appointed levim X. We appointed 100 levim to do his job, and then another levi comes running in to take their job. That's the issur of stealing another levi's avodah. But if there was no minui, there was no minyan to begin with because we didn't have the proper levim. So then there never was considered to be avodah slavi, and the kohen who steals avodah slavi is not considered to be taking somebody else's avodah. So that would be one pshat in the medrash. The Mechatz Chinuch raises this possibility. So he argues, if I'm not mistaken, the Mechatz Chinuch says that only makes sense, that svar makes sense by a levi against another levi. Because basically all levim are the same, so it's all totally on the mamana. But a kohen is by definition not really a levi. I mean, he's a kohen is also a levi, but the kohen's job is a different kind of a job. So even if there's no minui, a kohen is not allowed to do it, but a slavi under any circumstances. So taka, what's pshat in the medrash? How do you kushla duchta? So how do you understand pshat in the medrash? So someone argue that the pshat in the medrash is esei duchta nosa say. It means when do we say that a kohen is not allowed to do it, but a slavi? It means if you have a levi there, so then let the levi do it. Why should the kohen do the yisr? But if you have no levi there, so someone's got to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. So since a kohen is called a levi, so a kohen mi'ikra din b'diavad, at least he'll be kosher to do the avodas leviyah. So the shir will still be kosher. There's an isrim to do it. So other achrayim say, what kind of joke is that? That's the same about smarting the Torah. The Torah says not to do it this way. The Torah gives us a mitzvah and says, don't do the mitzvah b'chiyagam. Don't do the mitzvah in the Sturah. Don't eat the. Don't shech the Koran Pesach al chometz. Don't come to the Azara lo yirav fanarekam. Don't have a kohen go ahead and do the avodas levi. So I'm going to smart the Torah and say no, but the esei duchta nosa says that kind of stunt doesn't work. So again, that's a big machlekes acharonim. Is there such a klal or not? Is that one of the limitations of esei duchta nosa? So kopon, what do we have so far? So we have a klal of esei duchta nosa say, and we have three different limitations to esei duchta nosa say. We have limitation number one of idna. We have limitation number two of lo sase shibim mikdash, and both of those limitations don't apply to an essay chomer against an essay akal. Then we have a third possible limitation when the lo sase is gufa written into the fulfillment of the essay itself. The Gemara has another limitation to the klal of essay dofa lo sase. What if you have a lo sase and an essay together? So let's say, for example, I have an essay to do, and going up against an assay is an assay and a los assay. So let's say, a kohen wants, he sees an aveda, and the aveda happens to be the basic kvaros. Someone lost something in the cemetery. So the kohen wants to go fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of a Shabbos aveda. So he goes to the cemetery, so comes the Gemara and says, no, he's not allowed to do that. Why? Because a kohen being mitami himself is a double isser. It's an isser of lo yitama b'yamav. It's an isser of So we don't say that the assay has the ability to outdo the assay and the losses. So one could raise a question, one could raise a basic hakira, what's the nature of this halacha that ain't assay, docha, say, velosas? One could understand it one of two ways. Either one could understand that when you have an assay and a losas together, so that shows that it's already more chomedic assay. More chomedic a losas. That's like the same way that an assay can't be decha a losas sheish bekaris, losas sheish mamisa, an assay can only be decha a low level losas. So when you have a losas which is combined with an assay, so the assay is ma'alim, the assay is mechazit a losas, so that losas is not shayach to dechi anymore. That's one possibility. Well, you could say no. That the assay takas deicha the los assay. That when it comes to the case of the kohen, so the assay of a Shabbos Aveda pushes off the los assay of Tumas Kohanim. What's the problem? The problem is he's still got an assay left. It means you just do your math. So A cancels out B, but C is still there. So there's still an Isser assay for kohen to be tame, and an assay docha assay. An assay can only be docha assay if one is more common than the other. So it comes out that when you have an assay docha assay for los assay, it doesn't mean that the los assay doesn't mean the losa say still there. The losa say is not going to be canceled, but the assay, the isser assay of kadosh niyu, that's what's ultimately preventing the kohen from being mitami. So my nafkumi, at the end of the day, is not allowed to go. At the end of the day, ain assay docha say losa say. What's the nafkumi? No. It's one possible. What's the easy nafkumi? No.
Malchus.
In a case where you have an assay going up against an assay and a losa say, the guy goes in and violates the din. The kohen goes in and he goes into the basic forest to do Hashem Seveda. So what's the story? Is he chay malchus enough? So if you say the first pshat that the losa say is such a strong, such a powerful losa say that's not nita to dechia, so then he's not a violator. The losa say that wasn't nita to dechia, so he's not a chay of malchus. But if you hold the second shot, that the Lo Saseh was really pushed off, it's just that the Aseh is what prevents the Kohen from going in. So the Lo Saseh is over, it's finished. The Lo Saseh is over, so then there's no Malkus. So this is Beferish Machlokes. So with whom? Machlokes 2 days in Tosfos. Machlokes a Riva, in the end of Tosfos, the very end of Maseches Chul, of course, man, Tosfos quotes a Riva that says that when you have an Aseh going up against an Aseh, the Lo Saseh, the guy who violates the Din, is not Chayim Malkus. And the Riva explains the Lamdus, the Riva learned that the Lo Saseh is cancelled, but the Aseh is what prevents you from doing it. So comes Tosfos in the first Pesach of Kiddushin and quotes Rabbeinu Yosef. Rabbeinu Yosef had three nicknames in Tosfos. He's called Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shalayim, he's called Rabbeinu Yosef in the Eretz Yisrael, he's called Rabbeinu Yosef Shalach Eretz Atzvi. It's all the same thing. Eretz Atzvi is Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, it's all the same person. So Rabbeinu Yosef, one of the Balei Tosfos, says no. He says Beferish that the nature of the Lomdus of when you have an essay and a Los essay together is that the Los essay becomes mochomer, becomes strengthened, and the mainly you can't even be doicher. The essay doesn't even have to koach to be doicher the Los essay. So whatever way you slice it, that's the din that ain essay doicher essay Los essay. That's for sure true. What the mocker is a little bit unclear. The Gemara has an application of this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Afan Gimel. The Gemara says, what if you have a shofar for Rosh Hashanah, which is a Rabbi Yosef. It's Tyson Kedushin on Afan Gimel, I think. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, where the Mishnah says that let's say you have a shofar for Rosh Hashanah that's sitting on top of a tree. And the only way to get is to climb up the tree. So there's an derabbanan to climb up a tree on Yom Tov Shabbos. And Yom Tov, because there you may come to break down a branch. So the Mishnah says, tough luck, so you can't blow the shofar. So you have to forget about the kishofar that year. So comes the Gemara and says, why not? Why don't you say, Yavo Yaseh Begircha Lo Saseh? Why don't you say, let the Yaseh of shofar be docha, the Lo Saseh of Kamlech Zaved Lo Sasu? So comes the Gemara and says, no, Ein Yaseh docha Lo Saseh Yaseh. But since Yom Tov is a violation of an Aseh and a Lo Saseh, even though there's a little bit of a jump, because this is only Yisrael Derabbanan, but called the Tikkun Rabbanan came derais a Tikkun. So when a guy does Malach on Yom Tov, so he's violation of an Aseh and a Lo Saseh, it's Shavoson, and a Shavoson is a Bittul Aseh, and Kolach Saved Lo Saseh is a Lav. So when you do an Yisrael Derabbanan, that's like a Derabbanan Tikkun violation of an Aseh and a Lo Saseh. So comes the Gemara and says, Ein Aseh Tkiyashay for Docha the Aseh and a Lo Saseh of Malach. That's why you can't blow the Shofar. So back of the round already points out that Gemara, that's a funny Gemara because it's not the Idna either. It's a classic, not the Idna. Climb up the tree and get the shofar 20 minutes, blow the shofar 20 minutes later. So there are a lot of reasons why you wouldn't say Tkir shofar is Doche the Lav of Malacha. But that's one of the reasons that the Gemara says that Ein Aseh, Doche, Aseh, Velos, Aseh. The Gemara has that klal also by Yom Tov Lagav Yabris Mila. The Gemara says that Mila B'zmana, of course, is Doche even Shabbos. That's Exer Sakosa. But Yom HaShemini Afilu B'Shabbos. So it's a Kavachom is Doche Yom Tov. But Mila Shalom B'zmana is not only not Doche Shabbos, it's not Doche Yom Tov either. So the Gemara asks, why isn't it Doche Yom Tov? Why don't we say the Aseh of Bris Mila should be Doche, the Los Aseh of Kamalech Zavad Los Asu? So the Gemara asks that question, gives a lot of answers. So one of the answers, the final answer of Ashi gives in Perek Avos the Mila in the Sechel Perek of Shabbos is that Ein Aseh Doche Aseh Los Aseh. Since Malach and Yom Tov is an Aseh and a Los Aseh, so the Aseh of Mila has no koach to be Doche that. Fine. So that's the basic clause. So again, so we have four different exceptions to the rule of Aseh Doche Los Aseh. We have the exception of it's not the Idna, we have the call of it's the Mikdosh, we have if the mitzvah is written B'chiyah Gavna, that the Lo Saseh is incorporated into the Kima Mitzvah, and now we have the fourth possibility when it's an Aseh going up against an Aseh and a Lo Saseh. This idea that Aseh is Docha Lo Saseh, so we started out by saying that this is a tremendous Chiddush, it doesn't make any sense to us, that's what the Gemara seems to say in Yevamos, that the Tachat doesn't make any sense, it's a Chiddush of Torah. So this is a very difficult Ramban. It's a beautiful Ramban in terms of Ashkafa, but it's very hard to understand in terms of Halacha. It's a Ramban that appears in Parshas Yisro, the Aseres HaDibros, and Zochas and Shabbos Lekacho. So the Ramban develops this idea that all mitzvahs Aseh are rooted in Avos Hashem. When you love somebody, so you want to do things to get closer to them. All mitzvahs Lo Saseh are rooted in Yiras Hashem. When you're afraid, so you take a step back. You don't want to, you want to step on somebody's toes, so you take a step back. You want to refrain from doing things. So comes Ramban and says, how come we find that the reason why the Ramban talks about Zohar and Shomer, he speaks about Zohar is Kiddush, which is Mitzvah, Shomer is Malachus of Lo Saseh. So Frak the Ramban, how come the halacha is that Esei Dochalosa say, what's the svar bar in Esei Dochalosa say? So it's a difficult Ramban Yechon to point out, because the Gemara says it's not a no svar. The Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says it's exactly because of. But the Ramban is giving up Sa'ad Jerusha, Hashkofet the Kashir, as to what the nature of Esei Dochalosa say is all about. And the Ramban says that everybody knows that Avas Hashem is a higher level of Avas Hashem than Yiras Hashem. So Avas Hashem is represented by the Mitzvah Esei, and Yiras Hashem is represented by the Mitzvah Salos Esei. So the middle of the Esei is going to be Darchei Los Esei. If that's true, then we can begin to understand why the Mikdash it doesn't apply. Why doesn't Esei Darchei Los Esei should be Mikdash? So it makes sense, because Mikdash is always a din of Yiras Shemayim. There's a special mitzvah of Mara Mikdash. So even though for the rest of the world, Avas Hashem is more important than Yiras Hashem, in the Mikdash, the Yiras Hashem is a carries the day of Mara, the mitzvah of Mara Mikdash requires of us not to violate any surim, even if it means losing out on mitzvah say as well. So again, it's an interesting idea. That would be, if that's the machshava behind it, so then it would probably apply not just to Kabbalah, it apply to anything in the base of Mikdash. Anyway, Achol Panim, there is a klal of Asei Dochalos Asei. Within the klal of Asei Dochalos Asei, so one has to ask the same question one always asks. We spoke about this in the 1 o'clock shiurim. Whenever you have a conflict between different mitzvahs, so there's always a question you have to raise, whether it's Peter is the Chuya, whether it's Betorah's the Chuya, whether it's Betorah's Hutra. Like the Gemara has in the beginning of Masechus Yuma Davav, the Torah says that you're allowed to bring a carbon tzibur betuma. You have a robe of tzibur, it's like Tomek and Pesach, you're talking about something, so you have to bring a carbon tzibur betuma, so you're allowed to do that. Even though normally bringing a carbon betuma is an Issa Deraisa, so tuma is mutter betzibur. So the Gemara raises a machlekes amarayim, what's the nature of that din that you bring a carbon tuma betzibur? We spoke about this in the early shirim and in the 1 o'clock shirim. Is that Betorah's the Chuya, is that Betorah's Hutra? So the Chuya means that it's really an aveira, what you're doing is really wrong, it's really a terrible Isser. But no, the Torah says we do it anyway. What are you going to do? You don't have to clap a chait for it. You're allowed to do it, but Lamai said what you're doing is basically not anyway. The Torah is saying to do it anyway. What do you say? No, Tumas Hutra Mitzibur. Hutra means that it's Mamshat Tagoma. The Torah says in a Mokom of a Karman Tzibur, there's no issue of Tumas. You don't have to feel bad, don't feel guilty. It's Het Tagoma, it's Kiyu, the person's not Tumas. It's nothing. So what's the nature of Tumas Dechuya, Tumas Hutra Mitzibur? That's the Gemara's and Machlagis. So the Gemara uses those terms of the Chuy and Hutra only in two places. The Gemara uses it by Tumah B'tzibur. The Gemara uses it by Avodas, the Karbanos B'tzibur on Shabbos. So the din is that you bring a Karban Tumah, you bring a Musaf even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that's B'taras Hutra, not B'taras the Chuya. And then the Rishonim start talking about it by Bila B'Shabbos, and Bila B'Shabbos the Chuya, Bila B'Shabbos Hutra. There's an interesting discussion the Acharonim have about Mila B'Shabbos, that even though Mila is Lecha Shabbos, so the Siyasim and the Ramon discuss, what's the din if you have one mile does part of the meal, and the other mile does the other half of the meal? In the days of the Rishonim, they used to have a practice, they would be Mechaber 1 mile through the Hasarasa Orla, and the second one through the Priya. Priya is the removing of the membrane directly underneath the outer level. So you have to do both, the Mila and the Priya, in order to be a Kosher Mila. So there used to be Mechavi, two different Milot. Today we love a lot of Kibbutim, so they used to give an extra Kibbut. So the Beis Yosef raises the Shaila, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because a Mila B'Shabbos is Mutter, but if one Milot does half the job, so he didn't really finish the Mitzvah. So he was Bechal Shabbos, he made the baby bleed without doing the Mitzvah. Then the other Milot finishes up the job, he also didn't really do the whole Mitzvah. So no Milot did the whole job. So what right do you have to be Mechal Shabbos and not to fulfill the Mitzvah? The Beis Yosef quotes some post Milot was a problem. So the Ramah right, so he thinks it's not a problem. The Daki Moshe explains why he thinks it's not a problem. He thinks it's arrived from Mishnah Pesachim. The Mishnah Pesachim, the beginning of the fifth parak, says that when they would shecht the Korban Pesach on a regular weekday, so they had a lot of Kohanim who would be involved in the avodah. One Kohen would do the Shechita, one the Yisrael would do the Shechita, then one Kohen would do the Kabbalah, one would do the Zrika, one would do the Chalavim. They had different Kohanim, they had like an assembly on the Havdol, doing different parts of the avodah. So then the Mishnah says, "Kemaseh b'chol kach maseh b'Shabbos." Whatever they did on the weekday, they did on Shabbos also. Because Korban Pesach was derech Shabbos. So says the Ramah, you see that when they offered the Korban Pesach, it wasn't one Kohen who did the whole job from beginning to end. One Kohen only started, did half the malach, and the other Kohen did another half the malach, another half the malach, and it wasn't a problem. So says the Ramah, you see that when you have a mitzvah that's derech Shabbos, so you're allowed to split it up among different people. That's not a problem. So others are derech, right? The Ramah say, no, that's different. Because Avodas HaKavonis, the Gemara says in Yuma, is Chutra B'Shabbos. It's not Mishnah Shabbos today. So for the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Shabbos. For the Korban Pesach, it's not Shabbos. You do whatever you want. I do half the mitzvah, you do half the mitzvah, it doesn't matter. But Mila B'Shabbos, Ken Zayin, maybe Mila B'Shabbos is the Chuya. So when it's the Chuya, you have to bend over backwards, now the violate the Aveiros. How can you let a guy do the Malacha if he's not really doing the mitzvah? So again, that's a Shabbos, the Ramos Raya, good Raya, not a good Raya, fine. But getting back to the story, so whenever you have a situation, you have a conflict between two things, one mitzvah and nisr, so you always have to ask your question, is it dechuya hutra? So we spoke a lot of time in the beginning of the summer, in the 1 o'clock shiur about pikuach nefesh, it's pikuach nefesh dechuya, it's pikuach nefesh hutra, some guys come to shiur, come, a couple of guys come, right? So it's is it dechuya, is it hutra? So here also, when it comes to aseh dechalosa, you have to ask the same question, is it dechuya or is it hutra? So the Gemara itself seems to give the answer. The Gemara quotes Reish Lakish that says that whenever you have a Seid Ochalos, you have to try to avoid it, Reish Lakish says. You have to try as best as you can to avoid violating the Los Asay. You're only allowed to do the Asay if there's no other choice. So that statement of Reish Lakish seems to assume that's only B'Torah's Dechuya. The problem is that there's a Machlokes of Rishonim about the original model, the original case of Esed Nochlos, the case of Kilayim B'tzitzis, is that the Chuyu or is that Hutra? So there's a famous Machlokes of Beitam and Rebbelezer Mitz that's quoted by Tosfos Masechet Chulin in the 8th Perek about the following shaila. Let's say you have Kilayim B'tzitzis. You have a situation where you have a kosher pair of tzitzis, you have a linen beggar with kosher, Kilayim, Tchelis, and the whole works. So now, somebody else wants to wear this beggar. Someone who's not even chayav in the mitzvah. So a woman wants to wear this beggar. So a woman's not chayav in tzitzit. Tzitzit is with pastik or bishimin is lila lals man tzitzit. Whatever that means, it's a mitzvah say she's man grova. So can a woman wear a beggar that has kilayim b'tzitzis on it? So Rabbi Tam says, yeah, she can. Because once the Torah says that it's mutter, it's kilayim b'tzitzis, not a chertz of kilayim b'chlal. So Rabbi Lazmi Mitz says, what do you mean? She's not allowed to wear it. She's not being yotzi any mitzvah. Mechatei says she's allowed to wear it. So Bechora, the Rabbi Tam, his opinion is that it's mamish hutra. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazmi Mitz, it's the chuyah. So when you're stuck, you're a man, you have no choice, you have to mitzvah tzitzis, then you get to wear kilayim. You're a woman, nobody told you to wear this tzitzis. So the problem is that Reish Lakish seems to say beferish that's the chuyas. That's the problem. It's like poop for a minute time. That's a minute time. Get around that problem. Anyway, upon him. So the klal of Asay Dechalosa is a critical klal. The most important sugi in Shas about it is the first 10 line of Masechet Yevamos. The Gemara discusses the first mission Yevamos. This mission Yevamos says that there's a mitzvah of Yibum, but the mitzvah of Yibum doesn't apply in a situation of Erva. So let's say, for argument's sake, you have two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben marries Shimon's daughter. So that's fine. You're allowed to marry your niece. It's not a problem. And if you're a bond, you're allowed to marry your niece. So Reuben marries Shimon's daughter, and now Reuben dies. So Reuben dies without children. So now his wife, Rachel, falls to her father for Yibum. So that's the problem. How's the father going to have Yibum with her? So the Gemara says, nope. I said, Dachal also say, let the mitzvah of Yibum be dochen alav of Araya. So that whole sugya, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Allah teaches me not that way, to you need a pasuk, it's also say, Chomer, etc., back and forth. So all the lumdus of Asay Dachal also, everything that's there, is all pretty much in those first 10 blad of Masechet Yevamos. There is a shayla when we speak about Asay Dachal also say, what type of a mitzvah is necessary to invoke the principle of Asay Dachal also say? Let's say it's not an absolute chiyuv to do this mitzvah. What if it's a mitzvah kiyumis? Nobody told me I have to do mitzvah. But if I do the mitzvah, I get schar for doing the mitzvah. So when you say, I say, no, I'll also say that. So Mokhanan has a shayla about that. So he quotes this, Mokhanan gives a shayla about that. But I say, no, I'll also say, only applies to chiyah gavna, that it's that's a mitzvah chiyuvis. The Gemara in Ksubis, in the third part, you learned that mem? Right, so the Gemara talks about Asay no chalosa say in the case of the ones, a person is ma'anis a woman, so now he has to marry the woman. It's a mitzvah derai chalosi alish if she wants to marry him. The only problem is that she happens to be a suratim. She's a mamzeres, whatever. You see, I don't know, some kind of an issa lav involved in marrying her. So the Gemara raises the question, why don't we say Asay no chalosa says? The Gemara says, we don't. So the Gemara throws out the svara, yam lo ba'ina. That since the woman could say that she doesn't want to marry him, so therefore say dochalos say doesn't apply. So that's a big question. What does that mean exactly? So some rishonim seem to learn that it means literally that say dochalos say you have to try to avoid it. If you're able to avoid it, you have to avoid it. So just as Rish Lakish said you have to try to avoid it here, we tell the woman you better avoid it. So say lo b'ina, say I don't want to marry you. So by saying not marrying, you don't want to marry him. So male the mitzvah doesn't apply. But one can learn a different pshat in the Gemara. Maybe one can learn pshat in the Gemara. Yamar lo ba'ina. So that means that the mitzvah is not really on her. the mitzvah of marrying a nusasa was a mitzvah on the man, on the ma'anis to marry the woman. There's no mitzvah on the anusa to get married. So the Gemara says, Yamalo ba'ina, that's not the siba why Ezek Nechalosne doesn't apply. That's the simen. It means from the fact that she has the right to veto the marriage, zemen from there, you see from here that she's not really mechuyev in the mitzvah. So now you want to be yotze your mitzvah on her isur. So you can't do that. It means I can't do a mitzvah sase on Yerim's chayim. I'm a big tzaddik. I'm going to be yotze my mitzvah of marrying this woman, and she's going to get the malchus. She's going to be violate the yisur. So ein asay shechaveira deichel osay shechaveira acher. So that's a machlekes rishonim. How do we pshat that gemara? So if pshat that gemara is that the ikaron mayase can be doche yol osay say, it's just that yom alav inas that forces us to try to avoid it. Or do you say no? That yom alav inas is the simon. That's a proof. That's the raya that it's not really our mitzvah. So Taisus talks about this. The famous Taisus in the Memala for Taisus talks about the following shaila: when you have a chatzi eved, a chatzi ben chayrin, so he's stuck. Who is he going to marry? He can't marry anybody. He can't marry a baschar. He can't marry a shivcha. He's stuck. So Taisus asks the kasha: why is he stuck? Let him marry a baschayrin, and I violation of an isra will yakodesh. So Taisus says, big deal, there's a mitzvah pruvu. He's got to do the mitzvah pruvu. What do you want from him? Well, let the mitzvah pruvu be dochel yisur v'lo yekadosh. That's Taisus' kasha. So Taisus gives a few terutzim. So one answer Taisus gives is it's not the isra, because the isra of v'lo yekadosh is violated b'tchilas biya, and the mitzvah pruvu is only mekuy mitzof biya, only b'shas atzah zera. So Mechaschinich of Mitzvah Aleph says the kid answer better than Taisus. The mitzvah pruvu is only mekuy when the kids are born. So when you have kids and the children are born, they're alive, that's the mitzvah pruvu. It's not the ma'aseh biya, it's just the hechsher mitzvah biyama. So Taisus didn't say that. Lord, not for now. So the other day Taisus says, no, is that the reason why you can't say, I say, the loch halosa say, is because the woman's not chayav is in pruvu. Only the man's chayav in pruvu. So how can his mitzvah pruvu be doicha har isser of lo yekadesh? So that's the same. Those 2 days in Taisus in Gittin Abba Marwa for the same 2 days in the Rishonim Superstaff Mem about is there such a cloud that my mitzvah zase can be dachi yor lozo zase and my mitzvah zase can't be dachi yor lozo zase. Anyway, upon this we try to touch on some of the highlights of Zase Dachi. Okay. I think we have one more shit tomorrow night. Right, is that it? Tomorrow night, Sunday night, Mr. Amunah. I don't know what's going on Sunday night.